The song commissioned to show the world the Australian spirit as the Sydney Olympic Games began, to set the scene for Cathy Freeman to carry the torch, to light the flame, to start it all. Olivia Newton-John and John Farnham would sing it, but Paul Bigot and Vanessa Corish, the managing directors of Corish Bigot Proprietary Limited, they would be the ones who would write it. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Helen.
What is the approximate audience size you had for that song?
We were told it was something like 4.3 billion, which is pretty amazing.
What is it like to sit down and write a song for 4.3 billion people to hear?
Oh, well, of course, when you're writing a song, you have no idea that, you know, it will ever eventuate into anything significant. It's only a hope and a dream. I mean, the song Dead a Dream was interesting because it was actually Vanessa, who's my partner. We're life partners and we've been together about 20 years now. But Vanessa said to me one day, we were sitting in the studio, and she said, I'd love to write the theme song to the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games. It's coming to Sydney. Why don't we do it? And I said, oh, yeah, okay, great. You know, that sounds good. And so pretty quickly she sat down at the piano and the first verse came out. And then from then we went on to write more of the song, and we ended up then in Nashville finishing the rest of it with a composer called Wayne Tester.
So did you have to submit it alongside everybody else to be chosen?
Exactly right, yeah. There was actually a submission process for Sydney. So people from all around the world were invited to submit songs to the organising committee. And so it literally, you know, we did it, once we'd written the song in ourselves and then finished it in Nashville, we came back to Sydney and we did a demo recording of the song, and which is an example of the song, and we sent it in like everyone else and pretty much were told, we'll call you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we crossed the fingers.
Do you still remember getting the call?
Absolutely, yeah. I remember the exact word verbatim, which was pretty much, this is my recollection anyway, it was, hi, your song has been chosen for the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games. John Farnham and Olivia Newton-John will be singing it. And you can't tell anybody.
Oh.
So we were sworn to secrecy for a couple of months.
Thank goodness you two wrote it together. Imagine if you couldn't tell your partner.
That's what we said to each other. So like, we had the jumping up and down moment together. You know, it was like, yay! And then obviously we couldn't tell anyone.
Can I say hi to Vanessa too?
I'm going to put her on. She's right next to me.
Thank you. This is Paul Bigot and Vanessa Corish. They were two out of the three people responsible for that opening ceremony song at the Sydney Olympic Games, sung by Olivia Newton-John and John Farnham, Dead a Dream. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, Helen.
Hey.
Hi.
What do you remember of that moment you had the inspiration and sat down and turned out the first verse?
Well, both, it really came about because Paul and I both really love sport. We're massive fans of sport. We're the kind of people that, you know, we're the ones sitting up until 4 a.m. watching the Wimbledon final. and I've always genuinely loved the Olympic Games. The athletes are, to me, it's not so much the win-loss, and I think Paul's the same. It's more the fact that the athletes, you know, they challenge themselves, their bodies, their minds, their spirits, to the absolute limits, and you know, that's inspirational for anybody in any vocation. And yeah, I've just grown up with a huge reverence for their abilities, their ability to control their nerves. Honestly, it's phenomenal to step up on those platforms and do what they do, and just holding that feeling in my heart for what they do, inspiring people. I just sat down and the verse fell out, and then Paul wrote the pre-chorus and the bridge, and then we together finished the song with beautiful Wayne Tester over in Nashville.
And did you dare to dream, nyuk nyuk, that this was the song that was going to make it?
I did, and I think, Paul, we all did. You know, I think you have to. We really did. But I just, as I say, I just, we both had that, Paul and I had the feeling when we started, and when we were working with Wayne, he was amazing because we were together in this room, and we got to the part of writing the lyrics, and he stood up at the front of the room, and Paul and I at first were like, what's Wayne doing? And he started pacing back and forth, and more or less it was like he was channeling Muhammad Ali. He was coming out with statements like, I am the greatest, I can do anything, and it just sort of lifted the vibration of the room, and all the lyrics came together. And I think if we couldn't dream that it could happen, I guess it wouldn't have come across in the lyrics and the music itself. So yeah.
And where were you when it was sung in the opening ceremony?
We were there. We were in the stadium, and it was absolutely, it really was magical. I remember for our song, they asked all of the audience members to hold up a flashlight, really, and twinkle it around, and it looked like millions, it looked like a sea of stars, and John and Olivia walking through the athletes, you know, who as we genuinely have reverence for, and the song was written for, and you know, it was incredible. It was and it will always be one of the greatest joys of my life.